Stevie B.
Your brother Steven is my favorite Baldwin brother.
One part KMC.
Found this thing at townhall.com by Kevin McCullough.
Now, on the BMX Radio Network, it's Baldwin McCullough Radio. Talking about the dilemmas of life that no one else will. And trying to make sense of it all.
3 months ago, the president promised to call us out. You here today are that hope and change for America. 3 days later, Mr. President, here we are!
Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough.
Yeah, well, here we are. I'm here, at least, in New York City, in the studios of Extreme Media, our international headquarters for the media operations of one Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. And Stephen is over there. He's on that other continent, known as Europe, in Italy, in that little town called Rome. It's been around a few centuries. And he's there with his microphone, and he's with us tonight, and he's on time for hour two, and that's an awesome thing. We got to give Stephen credit especially on these nights, because this week and next week he's going to be. Well, what time is it? It's what time Sunday morning your time?
It's 4 a.m., sir.
Yeah, and what time did you get off the set of your film tonight?
It's quite a long story. Every night, because of the wardrobe I'm wearing and the makeup I'm doing, it takes about an hour to get out of there. So we finished around midnight, and then I was cleaned up after about an hour from there, and then had to drive home as quick as I could.
Right.
So it all worked out.
Yeah. Well, but needless to say, you're at the end of a very long day, but yet you're still with us at 4 a.m. Rome time. So we give you thanks, Stevie B, for being a good chum in this whole thing.
Well, it's my extreme pleasure, and I'm excited, to be honest with you. Tomorrow's for me now.
Right.
Do you think if I, because you know the Pope is doing the Twitter thing now.
The Pope, otherwise known as Stephen's daughter's homie.
Yeah, like the President Barack Obama's my homie.
Yeah, well, that's old news. That was news 3 years ago. I didn't know the Pope had taken homies, and I didn't know that Ali and Haley were among them.
I think the Pope's down with, the next generation of Baldwin gene pool and talent to be included in his list of homies.
There you go. There you go.
Are you digging the Pope's Twitter handle, is my question.
What is it?
It's Pontiff EX.
That's pretty good.
I mean, I'm so down with being his homie at this point. I mean, he's rolling with the Twitter handle Pontiff EX.
Yeah, well, lay on us some Pope tweets tonight. Take us live and in person to the Twitter feed of the Pope. What's the last thing he wrote on his Twitter feed?
All right. Well, I'm getting there. But
or is it all in Latin?
Well, with my luck, it'll all be in Latin. But what's really interesting to me is tomorrow, or my today.
Right.
It's Sunday.
Correct.
And I could I might run into the Pope.
Just casually going to Sam's Club. There he is, pushing the big cart. Baldwin's got a whole thing full of hot dogs and diet soda, and here comes Pontiff EX,
yeah,
twitting up right behind him there.
Yeah, I'll just give you here Pope Francis, Pontiff at Pontiff EX. I mean it's almost like he's a hip hop artist with that kind of a handle. I love it. How powerful prayer is. May we never lose the courage to say, Lord, give us your peace.
Hey, I like that.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad for the homeboy.
No. You didn't even understand what I just did. But then I just read one that says, and I'm not joking right now, let us pray for peace and let us bring it about starting in our own homes. And when I read homes, my eyes played a trick on me. I thought it said homies.
Right. Of course you did. Okay, if you're watching on the Biz TV network or the UAN, we have changed out Steven's picture because we don't have a live video feed tonight from him. But last hour we were using his normal press photo, duck face, pouty mouth press shot. Now that is an actual picture of Steven from his hotel room where he is right now. He took that selfie. And tomorrow I think you should try to photobomb the Pope's Twitter feed. You know, like if you see him out somewhere, just like, you know, make a face behind him when he starts taking his selfies.
That'd be great. What I'm going to try to do is see if I can get him to strike a three-point stance. If you know what that, remember what that was back in the day with the hip-hop artists.
I know it from football. I don't know what you're referring to.
You know, if you remember, like, Run DMC and the Beastie Boys, and, like, when they do that thing where they kind of wrap their arms around themselves.
Those guys are all grandpas now. Yeah, go ahead. Oh, okay.
It's where you kind of wrap your arms around yourself, kind of, like, and point in either direction and kind of lower yourself and kind of go to one hip a little bit. You're kind of give, like, an attitude, like, yo, what's up?
Steven, you know if you get that, you have to immediately tweet that everywhere. That'll be picked up by the New York Times. And Baldwin causes Pope to become suddenly quite vain in his public appearance.
No. It's just simply my tweet with that image will be chilling with the Pope in a three-point stance.
There you go. All right. So if you weren't with us last hour, Steven is in Rome because he's shooting a movie. He's doing a movie. And it will be out sometime before the end of 2015. Maybe sooner, but sometime in the next couple of years. And it's a little action-adventure sci-fi thing. We're not going to tell you too much about it. Just know that it's cool. Stevie B's playing the lead. You know, tonight is the Screen Actors Guild's awards. Next year, Steven will be attending that to receive the award for Best Actor in a Science Fiction Thriller shot in Rome in 2014. That category. They're going to add that as a category next year.
Could happen.
Yeah. So, anyway, we're talking about The Bachelor, and we've got a lot of people that want to weigh in on this, Stephen. But before we get to this first break, I just have to tell you this update from little baby Jonathan. Because I know you've been out of the circuit. You haven't heard all the news. But I have taught my son well. You know, the baby Jonathan is ankle biter number two in the McCullough household. Mm-hmm. And this last week, he taught, he exhibited his kindness in how he shares in ways I'm so proud of him. Because James, his older brother, he doesn't share anything. He's a very mean, want to keep everything for myself kind of kid. But Jonathan, he's just loving. And so last weekend, when the lovely bride was in California going to the Top Gun grad's fiance's bridal shower, because he's getting married next month, it was just me and the boys. It was an all-man weekend. And little baby Jonathan, he's had that, you know, that in the lungs, you know, that, and when they cough, it sounds like it's like going through three layers of chalk erasers, you know. Well, he had that. And he didn't feel good, and I could tell. And as a dad who really wanted to make sure that he, you know, was in the best mood possible, he'd bring his little cardboard book over and he'd come, like, want me to read it? Uh-huh. So he'd get up on the lap and I'd tuck him in. We'd get two pages in, he'd be done with that. He'd down, go in the other room, pull out another book, come back, want to read it? Good, get up on my lap, put the blanket around us, because it was a crummy weekend last weekend. And we did that, I don't know, 75 times in the course of 15 minutes. Went through almost the entire library at the McCullough House. But on about the 69th time that little ankle biter Jonathan had come to Daddy's chair to wave a book in his face and ask him to read it to him in baby talk. That means, Dad, will you read this to me? I put him up in the thing. He wouldn't want to start reading the book until the blanket was just around him, nice and cuddly, so he's all warm, you know. And we're sitting there, and I'm reading The Little Blue Truck, right? And I've read this thing, I don't know, 7,922 times. I can tell you which page almost every word of the book is on. But we're reading about the little blue book, the little blue truck. And goes to the city, and he helps the mayor, and then he drives back to the country, and it's a very good day. And we get to the middle of the thing, and he just gets overwhelmed with this coughing fit. And I feel so rotten, because it's like, you know that helpless feeling that you feel when your kids are just in you, there's nothing you can do about it? Well, that's what was coming over me, and I'm just, you know, wanting to try to, you know, soothe his worry and to try to get him to calm down. I give him a little sip of water, and that doesn't really work. And he's just coughing and coughing and coughing. And at just the right moment, he looks me right in the eye, and he coughs a loogie right from his infected lungs right into the back of my throat. I mean, you could not, like a field goal kicker for the NFL could not have been more accurate than putting that little infected piece of whatever. And so the first 4 days of this week, just, you know, I I was benefiting from the sharing that I had taught my youngest son how to do. That's a measure of real fatherhood.
Hi, I'm eHarmony.com founder Dr. Neil Clark Warren. From the very beginning, eHarmony has helped Christians find their perfect soulmate. And I'm so proud to share with you that 565,000 marriages have started on eHarmony.com. Most of those marriages are between two dedicated Christian persons. After years away, I'm back as CEO of eHarmony.com. And I am deeply committed to the importance of maintaining a strong allegiance to everything Christian marriage stands for. Who you marry will have more impact on your happiness than almost any other decision you make. We promise to do everything in our power to help you succeed. Make sure you trust this sacred task to a company that accounts for 438 married members every day. Go to eHarmony.com and get started today for free.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, A-L-K-A-Vision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
We'll be right back.
morning. It's Baldwin McCullough Live, all the way from Rome, Italy. I'm Stephen Baldwin, and Kevin is at the home base there in New York City.
Hi, how are you?
It's Baldwin McCullough Live, the best 2 hours of radio in the entire galaxy.
Yeah.
And our number is 888-340-3373. 888-340-3373. I'm gonna let this dog hunt tomorrow for a Pope homie. I'm stoked.
If you missed our last segment, Stephen and the Pope, they're going to go skateboarding tomorrow, and we'll see how that works out. Anyway, on Twitter, it's PontiffEX, if you want to keep up with Pope Francis. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, we're talking about the man, Juan Pablo, from The Bachelor. And, Stephen, do you have any moral objections to The Bachelor show as it is? I mean, like, I find it rather disgusting that the guy, you know, is in bed with and kisses and in the hot tub and everything else, you know, like 25 women who supposedly find the one love of his life and then marry her at the end of all of that. It's kind of like, I don't know, fondling all the produce before making the fruit salad. I don't know. It's not real genuine romantic Kevin. Courtship to me. It's more like meat market. But some people aren't bothered by that. But Juan Pablo got asked by a news outlet, did he ever think there would be a gay or bisexual bachelor? And he said, it's a too pervert. It's America not ready for it. It's a too pervert, Juan Pablo.
Or as they say over here in Italy, tutto pervert. Yeah. But go ahead.
Yes. So some people want to weigh in on this. And guess who would like to start the conversation? Ralph, listening on AM 970, The Answer here in New York. Ralph,
yeah.
Welcome to Baldwin McCullough.
Good evening to you and Mr. Martini Idol right across the Atlantic over there in Europe, Rome. You know, let me remind this man, Stephen, that the Pope does his class warfare on the pulpit and Obama does it on the soapbox. But that being said, that's a topic matter for another day.
That's good, Ralph. Say that again so everybody catches it.
The Pope does his class warfare in the pulpit while Obama is doing it in the soapbox. And they kind of like overlap with, according to the great one, Mark Levin. And I cannot dispute or disagree with that.
That's very funny. Very good, Ralph.
Yeah. But that being said, you know, what's the difference here with Pablo and the Dark Dynasty? What's the difference with the Dark Dynasty and Shakespeare? What's the difference with Shakespeare and our lady from Delaware, Christie O'Donnell, who made the following quote? You know, not simply using the word perverted, which is kind of like, you know, way off base to say. But he said, Christie said, a quote, being gay is like a personality disorder. End of quote, unquote. Now, the difference here is the fact that, you know, Obama is giving the green light or the pass to, you know, to evolve or to go through the evolution process when he had this change of heart of supporting the gay marriage before he was against it.
Right.
When Obama opened up the floodgate for these things, he kind of like goes to every aspect of our lives. I want to like live and live with these people, but I also want them to leave the rest of us alone. Mm-hmm. But that's not really the concern of most people in this country right now. If you talk about immigration and gay, that's a low priority. It's still the economy and what Obama has not done about our economy.
Yeah. No, you're right. In fact,
it's the economy stupid. And most people are stupid, do not know where the bottom line is right now as far as the economics is concerned.
You're exactly right, Ralph. And thank you for another elucidating call on a Saturday night. Appreciate your consistency and faithfulness. But you're right. The important stuff is not being discussed. Because, Stephen, instead of the press focusing today on the news of the economic lack of growth or on the president's speech yesterday about the NSA spying and how He didn't really say he's going to stop doing anything, but he gives a long-winded speech about, you know, why he's concerned about who's got secrets and how he's not going to let the NSA keep them anymore, but we don't know who he's going to let keep them or where they're going to be kept. Instead of asking any critical questions of that speech, which there were many that should have been asked, the press today seizes on Juan Pablo and wants to have Juan Pablo answer the question of what is a pervert. Because for some reason, that, to Ralph's point, is that's the attention span that the mainstream media has. It's more important that we, as you said in the last hour, don't disagree with anybody on what gay behavior means or represents. We can't have our own opinion about that. We have to fall in line with everybody else around us.
Well, excuse me, it gets back to something that I said a few minutes back, which is what seems to be the game changer and kind of where this whole topic of conversation is changing in America is it seems as though that you cannot have an opinion about the gay lifestyle that would go against the opinion that mainstream media and those living the gay lifestyle, I would assume for the most part, would like for you to have about them. It's a fascinating thing. I don't necessarily, you know, as we've observed already, Kevin. You know, this is in the mind's eye of homosexuals in America. This is a civil rights issue. I don't know what percentage. I'd love Jackie to look up what the percentage is of African Americans in the population nationally. I'm sure it's more than 3%, which is the percentage of homosexuals in the U.S. Is that accurate that I just said that?
Yeah, no, that's rough. I mean, gay activist groups want people to believe that it's closer to 7 to 10%, but when you get down to actual surveys where people actually respond as honestly as possible, it's never more than 3, 3.5, 4% at most, and sometimes comes in less than that.
My point is, at the point in time that the civil rights movement was in full effect, I believe the African American population was far greater.
Oh, significantly, than, yes.
Right. So, as we have observed, homosexuals have an expectation to be treated in the same way within their movement, to be given what it is they feel they have the right to be given and recognized and et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, and the difference being, friends, if you're listening or watching tonight, the difference being is that the only identifying element of the homosexuals that wish to be identified that way are only identified through behavior that they exhibit. Kevin McCullough, Stephen Baldwin, coming right back.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on big pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The patriots at utopiasilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from utopiasilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit utopiasilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the patriots at utopiasilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. utopiasilver.com.
Would you like being an insider? Would you like getting exclusive access to prizes and better deals? Would you like some help in making sure you and your loved ones are prepared for the next disaster or emergency? If you answered yes to any of these, here's your simple solution. Join Freeze Dry Guy's Survival Insider Club. Not only is your membership free, you get $10 in survival bucks just for signing up. Then you save at least 10% on purchases, plus enjoy insider access to specials, prizes, and other exclusive offers. Since 1970, veteran-owned Freeze Dry Guy has been your trusted source for long-lasting, easy-to-make freeze-dried food and dehydrated food, perfect for emergency preparedness, RV travel, and outdoor needs from camping to sailing. Enjoy life as a survival insider. Call Freeze Dry Guy now at 866-404-3663. 866-404-FOOD, or log on to freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL.
Lock in your price now. Take delivery in spring.
866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life. .com.
It's Baldwin McCullough live from New York, and tonight also from Rome, on some 338 radio stations, Sirius XM, and the two television networks, the UAN network, which we are so grateful to be on in New York, Dallas, Fort Worth, Houston, all across the state of Texas and other places. Also Biz TV in about another 30 or 35 cities, also in New York as well. But we're grateful that wherever you're at, that you're with us. Stephen Baldwin, the actor, who's working on his newest film in Rome, Italy, and that's why he's joining us from there tonight. And Kevin McCullough here in our New York studios. Stephen, we've been talking about Juan Pablo throughout the course of the evening. Let's take some calls, people wanting to weigh in on this. And let's go to Janice from Grand Prairie, Texas, watching on the UAN there. Janice, welcome. You're on with Stephen Baldwin and Kevin McCullough. Glad you're here.
Thank you. I just wanted to give my opinion, if I could.
Sure.
I'm a Christian, and, you know, we were supposed to love the homosexuals and pray for them, but we're not supposed to associate with them, according to what the Apostle Paul said. Now, the Lord called it an abomination in the Old Testament. Jesus said man and woman, not man and woman in marriage. The sex act is a beautiful thing, and the Lord saved it for us, and not for it to be defiled in what they have done today. And we should show our light as Christians, and I think that they will back down if we will just do that and stay truthful to what the Bible says and tells us what is right and what is wrong. Otherwise, we don't know what's right and what is wrong.
Yeah.
Which our president, of course, doesn't know, or our Congress. And so we need to show our light to the world and do exactly and believe exactly and do exactly what the Lord tells us to do.
Janice,
and I think that a lot of this will back down. I pray for our country every day, as well as for Israel.
Good for you.
And I think this is what we should do. I think this is our powerful weapon against this filthiness in our country and around the world. It breaks my heart here in Texas that the homosexual, and I don't call them gays because that's a beautiful word, they have drugs through the mud. But they're allowed to adopt children here. And it breaks my heart when I saw that it won in the votes. The only thing I can think of is us Christians didn't get out there and vote because we would have won. So we did not do our duty. And we have to think about what the Lord wants us to do in this world. We're not just sitting here to please ourselves. We're here to work for Him. So that's what I wanted to say, sir.
Janice, I appreciate your patience for getting on. I appreciate your thoughts, and you're so concise. Thank you for your call. Appreciate it. Call back anytime. Stephen, I want to pick up on something that she said there, because she said she made reference to the fact that the sex act, which is, you know, behavioral in its nature, is something that is seen as defiled when homosexuals perform it. What's interesting about this debate, and I think one of the things that got Phil Robertson both in so much trouble, but also one of the reasons why it had such an incendiary thing about it, was that he also made reference to the actions that are involved in homosexual men having sex with one another. This is something that the activists don't like to ever talk about. But when you think about it, I think one of the reasons why Juan Pablo might have been saying Americans might not be ready for this is that The Bachelor is, by nature, such a loose and kind of lurid show that there's bound to be some behavior that would be seen on camera that would be quite uncomfortable for the families of America. What do you think about that?
Oh, there's no question. Meaning when it comes to mainstream America. Now, I could flip that over on its head, Kevin, and say that there are millions and millions of Americans that are watching True Blood, that are watching all these other shows that are depicting stuff far, far worse than The Bachelor. I think that Juan Carlos...
Juan Pablo.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's Juan Pablo.
Chocodile. Count Chocula. I think that he was certainly correct about one thing, and that is that a bisexual or a homosexual version of The Bachelor would probably not meet the same numbers.
No.
Does it mean that they couldn't do something like that online or test it somehow, this, that, the other?
Well, and there might even be cable outlets that have toyed with that idea. Obviously, Bravo has...
I want to comment on the last caller, Janice, if I may, and just simply say that, A, I don't agree with her. I don't think there's any hope in the future of, quote, turning this thing around. You're not going to stop what has been set into motion in this regard. More states are about to legalize gay marriage. That is something that is coming. It will not stop. I agree with her. We need to be a light. We need to pray, show the love of Christ, all of that. No question. But, you know.
Too much time's gone past. Stephen, hold that.
There's something in you that's calling out and reaching out and striving, and you know that when you're performing and when you're singing or when you're dancing, there's nothing like it because you feel like you're finally doing what you were born to do.
So who are the stars of tomorrow? Who do they look up to? And how will they change the culture? AMTC is Actors, Models, and Talent for Christ, a talent development ministry with a mission to find, prepare, and launch God's talent. Go to AMTCAudition.com to find the nearest dates and cities where free auditions will be occurring near you.
Some of us are called to be in front of cameras and on sets. That's still our mission field.
Answer the call. Go to AMTCAudition.com. That's AMTCAudition.com.
If you're a baby boomer or senior, please listen closely to this important message. Politicians in Washington are quietly plotting to decrease your Social Security payments drastically, and they want to do it soon. In fact, despite rising prices at the gas pump, grocery store, and doctor's office, retirees have received a mere 1.3% annual increase to their Social Security checks. Meanwhile, food stamp recipients have seen their payouts increase over 30% under the Obama administration. That's shocking. So when we stumbled upon a weird trick that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security checks, we knew we had to share it with you. To get started, simply go to MyBenefits311.com. Yes, it's true. You can take simple steps that could add up to $1,000 to your monthly Social Security payouts. Newsmax says MyBenefits311.com is a critical resource for anyone over 50. Go to MyBenefits311.com now. That's MyBenefits311.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
com.
It's Baldwin McCullough from New York every weekend, every Saturday night, and we're across a lot of great platforms. Biz Television Network, the UAN TV Network, Sirius XM Satellite Radio, and some 338 terrestrial radio stations. Thank you for making us the most syndicated talk radio show on the weekends in America, and we are grateful for that honor. By the way, if you haven't figured it out yet, you can still do one of the 50 things to honor Michelle Obama for her 50th birthday.
Yeah.
Number 50, just keep on dancing.
Hmm.
That's all you got to do. Just keep on dancing. That will help Michelle Obama celebrate her 50th birthday.
Isn't that special?
That's just so special. Anyway, Stephen, we got some more people that want to weigh in on this. Let's go to line one. I want to speak with Fran, calling from the Bronx, because, Fran, you're very, very special to Stephen and I, because you're the first New York television viewer to call the show. We've had many radio listeners in this market for years, but you're the first television viewer from New York to weigh in. So welcome, watching on Channel 17 tonight. Glad you're here.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I was calling in reference to the show, The Bachelor, and I watched The Bachelor. I've been watching The Bachelor, The Bachelorette. At first, I thought it was very entertaining when it first came on, but I thought it got progressively worse as time went by. And weighing on the comment that was made I think it's going to be progressively worse, not only with The Bachelor, but with other TV shows like this or anything that you watch on TV. Because you can't really, as horrible as it might seem to you, no, we can't have a homosexual version or a gay version of the Bachelor or The Bachelorette. This is the last stage we're living in. We have to be realistic. Anything and everything you're going to see on TV. Everything is happening. Everything is in your face when it comes to homosexuality. Okay? It's in your face. And people who work behind the scenes or people who have control over certain things, they're going to push that forward no matter how you look at it. You're going to push it forward because, first of all, they're going to say, oh, this is a homophobic country, basically everyone is against the homosexuals. No, not really. It's not that God doesn't want us to love the homosexuality or the homosexuals. It's the sin of it. It's not, okay, we can't be with them, we can't talk with them, we can't watch the shows. No, I'm not saying that as well. What I'm saying is you have to be very careful of what you put out there. Because not only are other people watching, but kids are watching. Kids are impressionable. They're like sponges. They're going to ask questions. They're going to say, why are they doing this? Why are they saying that? Is that okay, Mommy? Is that okay, Daddy? What are we supposed to tell them? No, it's not okay. It's sin. It's sin. And we can't live in a little box. I'm not condoning homosexuality. I'm not saying that it should be put out there in your faces. But what are you going to do about it? You know, all we can do is say, okay, if you don't want to watch the show, watch another show. Watch something else.
Well,
you don't have to watch it.
And Fran, I think, and thank you for the call. Appreciate you being here. Stephen, you made reference to True Blood, which is a violent, gory show on HBO or Showtime, one of those shows. The difference in ABC television and one of those pay-per-view cable channels is that you do have to make a proactive, volitional choice to get HBO or Showtime on your television. ABC is one of these broadcast networks that is everywhere in America. It is in every home in America. It is not something that people opt in or opt out from. And it is broadcast over the public airwaves. So you do have a much easier way for children to interact with that material than you do if it is on a paid cable channel. And I think that distinction is worth noting. Plus, just the total audience. You take a True Blood or something like that, it may have a lot of viewers, but it's not going to have more than just a couple of million at the most on any given episode. You know, there's 300 million people that access media in the country every week, and all 300 million have access to ABC. Not all 300 million have access to True Blood. So I just think, from a business standpoint, I don't think it will ever happen because ABC is, I think, savvy enough to go, well, if Duck Dynasty has 16 million viewers on their season premiere, we don't need to alienate that many viewers from what we would like to offer, you know, in primetime, and thus keeping The Bachelor and The Bachelorette shows mainstream and heterosexual, they don't really stand to lose anything in doing that.
Correct.
When you look at the percentage-wise, it's a good business decision not to have a gay bachelor or a bisexual bachelor episode.
I think Fran's point, which I completely agree with, is inevitably one of these networks will go there. If it's 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, who knows? But inevitably, when you see the force and the drive to which this change is coming, Kevin, that's and similar to Juan Pablo, some of my best friends in the world, who were my friends before I became a born-again Christian, are still great friends of mine. And I hope to be that light every day. And we do have wonderful conversations about who they are and how they feel and vice versa. And I have many opportunities to plant seeds that I believe will germinate spiritually in the future.
Right.
But I completely agree with Fran, which is this train has left the station, yep, brother, and it ain't coming back.
No, I've said that publicly many times myself. Let's go to Melissa in Highland, Indiana. Melissa, thank you for listening to Baldwin McCullough. So glad you're with us tonight. What's your thoughts?
Oh, hi, Kevin, and hi to Stephen, too. Well, I'd like to tell Stephen, I was born in Italy, in a little town called Eboli.
Beautiful.
Hi, Stephen. Oh, I just adore you. I'm in that project, and it's going to go over the top.
Thank you so much.
Oh, God bless you. I think we Christians really are at fault here. I agree a lot with what Stephen is saying, because people don't see our light anywhere. And if they see Christians doing the same thing that the world is doing, what difference do they see?
Hmm.
I have a niece. She has lots of gay friends, but she told me two of them already gotten married.
Melissa, sorry to do this to you, but we're just out of time, and I thank you for your call. Coming right back, three phone lines available.
Four radio talk show hosts in a village called Kadwa. Here's Danny's story.
Hi, I'm Danny Johnson, and I'm here with Vida in her tiny little home. This home is the size of many people's closets in the United States of America. We're sitting on a bed, just a piece of sheets or plastic that these beautiful babies sleep on. When we came in, she said she wasn't smiling because she hadn't eaten yet. A mother gives her children whatever food that she has, and she's usually the last to eat. They have nothing. This family has nothing. No water, no food, nothing. Won't you do something? The Bible says that if you ignore the cry of the poor, then you too will cry and be ignored. But if you uphold the cause of these people, they're not asking for nice clothes. They're not asking for video games, new socks and underwear. It'd be great if they actually had a pair. We want to build her a home. We want to bring water, clean fresh water here. But we can't do it alone. We need you.
Dial 855-916-4673 or go to domuchgood.com. That's 855-916-4673.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question: could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer: yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
.com.
Tonight, live from New York City, it's Baldwin McCullough Live, and we're always thankful and glad to have you with us on a Saturday evening. We try really hard to have a little bit of fun on this show on Saturday nights, and we're grateful for those of you that join us each week. And Stephen, I got to give you a big hand of congratulations, pal. People don't know this if they're just tuning in, but you're in Rome, Italy. It is going on 6 a.m. your time, if my math is correct. And you're not dragging. Sometimes when we've done these European hookups before, you've been like, ugh, by the end of the show. Not tonight. You're with it all the way through.
Well, as I said, brother, I've been staring down the squinty eyeballs of Michael Madsen. Go ahead and Google search, everybody, Michael Madsen from Reservoir Dogs and all the other brilliant pictures he's been involved with. He's you know, he's got this voice, you know, he talks like this, and I'm wide awake, Kev. I won't be sleeping much.
Well, for people that did just join us, tell them again why you're there, what you're working on, and what we can look forward to from it.
Well, I had a fun opportunity. A friend of mine, Bruno Rosato, out of Montreal, Canada, is a producer, and he kind of works in a very casual way with myself, Danny Glover, who's in the cast, Daryl Hannah and Michael Madsen, and then the film also brought on Rutger Hauer. I mean, this is like a, for me, this is like a dream come true. I'm just a monster fan of all those people. And here I am kind of, you know, starring / co-starring with all these guys in this picture called Sights of Death. It's a fun little sci-fi movie that we'll probably be seeing, maybe even before 2015, Kevin. They're pretty excited about it, so I'm just blessed.
That'd be cool. Well, anyway, you'll be there for how much longer?
I think they're telling me I can leave on the 30th, so I'm here for a little bit more.
Okay, so next week we'll be live in two locations once again, New York and Rome. But Stephen joining us, and we're thankful, friend, when you join us each week. And if you want to stay in contact with us, go to BaldwinMcCullough.com. That's our website. It's up all the time. We've got some news stories that we're blogging there for you, and you can also join our Facebooks and Twitter feeds and everything else from there. And then stay in contact with us. Stephen, I do say a big thank you to you, but not as big of a thank you as Michelle Obama, who turned 50 this weekend. And I think has really nailed the best way to celebrate that, because now she's inviting Don Pablo to come to the White House and get his dance on with her. So we'll see if that works out or not. But
my goodness.
At the end of the day, there's just not enough ways to thank Michelle Obama for letting us celebrate her 50th birthday. I know it was special for me. I hope it was for you as well. And until next Saturday, have a great week. I'm Kevin McCullough. He's Stephen Baldwin. We'll see you next time.
Ouch! My back is out again.
Hi, Dr. Ortman with Wellspring Spinal Care. If you're experiencing neck, mid, or lower back pain, this information is for you. One of the complaints that I hear is patients receive their typical adjustment, only having to repeat them as the pain returns. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the battle. At Wellspring Spinal Care, we have the entire solution. We use the NUCA approach, utilizing three-dimensional x-rays and gentle touch technology to deliver specific correction. We then design a custom nutritional supplement program which provides essential nutrients targeting the areas of concern. With a NUCA approach and proper nutrition, you'll be on your way to a faster and more permanent recovery. To get you on the road to wellness, visit drortman.com. That's drortman.com. Or call us today, 952-303-9124. That's 952-303-9124. Wellspring Spinal Care, chiropractic done right.